Treefort just kicked off its 8th opening day, and more than 400 bands will come through Boise this week. Those in the local music scene say the festival has given a boost to bands and venues alike. Heath Druzin has more.
An enthusiastic crowd has gathered on a Friday night for Rockioke. That's karaoke with a live band. They're at the Olympic, a recent addition to Boise's live music scene. The former turn-of-the-century hotel reopened as a concert and event space in 2015. Owner Lacey Furness credits Treefort with giving spaces like hers a boost. This year, the Olympic will host more than 30 bands in 5 days.
Treefort is our busiest week of the year, and just every year it's grown, I would say, at least by about 10% as far as like sales-wise and people-wise and all that.
Treefort launched in 2012 and has been growing ever since. Last year, an estimated 24,000 fans came. That was up from 17,000 in 2017. Furness says she's seen Boise's appetite for live music increase.
Seems like there's been more and more venues opening up and more places having live music.
In terms of live music, Boise was once quite literally flyover country, or at least drive-through country. Chad Dryden, the marketing coordinator at Boise's Record Exchange, says Treefort has changed that.
In the past, where maybe they would play Denver, play Salt Lake, play Portland, play Seattle, and either drive through Boise or have their itinerary take them around Boise, they're now stopping for shows in Boise, and people are going out to see them because, oh yeah, I saw that band at Treefort. They were great.
Treefort co-founder Lori Chandro-Uten says that's exactly what she was aiming for when she launched the festival.
We set out to really increase the traffic and highlighting of emerging artists in Boise, as well as to hopefully make a place that musicians could start in and be in a band and stay in Boise. So I think that's always been a part of the goal.
John O'Neill is the frontman of the Boise band El Dopamine, as well as the manager of the Record Exchange. He says the Boise music scene took a hit, along with the local economy, in the aftermath of the housing market crash. And then Treefort came along. He says he remembers the very first night of the festival.
It felt like the town was about to go off and that something special was happening. We needed it about then.
And O'Neill says Boise's music scene and the festival have been gaining steam ever since. Heath Druzin, Boise State, Public Radio News.